Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're here at Tzadik Dalet. And I believe we're by the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Tzadik Gimel of a base towards the bottom. Hopefully, Shabbos, tomorrow and Shabbos, hopefully we're going to catch up. Now, Nithis, we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah towards the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. Nithis al ha'or. We talk about the Dav's Hatas. It spritzed on an or, actually, who shot? Before it was taken off the behemoth, before it was, the hide was removed. Eidotol kibus. It does not require any kibus. Why? But Mishahu shat tol kibus. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The claw that we have is, it has to be a beged. If it's not a beged, it's not going to work.
And why the couple tol?
And they say, yeah, well, let's see about that. Yeah. Rabbi Lozer Reimer, af bishel hufshat edotom kibus. He holds even after, if the hide was removed, it also does not require any kibus. Elo makam hadam. And then also the makam, the only time, the only part that requires the kibus is only the makam hadam. Rashi over here tells us, af bishel hufshat. Kozman shalo niskan liyas kli. Kozban, that the R was not, misukid to be a Kaili. Eintol kibus. The Mu'idin, Dabar Habakabel, Tuma, She'ain Bechuser, Afilu Machshava. It has to be a Dabar, which is Mekabel Tuma, where it's not missing anything. It's able to be Mekabel Tuma. It's not even missing Machshava. And therefore, Kozban, that it was never designated to be used for a kli, it's not going to be mekabel tuma, so it does not require any kind of a kibus. It requires a kibus. Well, the Rambam, we have a case of we have somewhat of a problem. Not like we have the Rambam by Sakharbanis, that it's not mekabel tuma yachar al ibud. It's only after the ibud. Here we have that it's going to be totally about shovel. Let's see more in what we're dealing with. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, even afterwards, if it's not designated, even after it was hookshot, it was not designated, it's not going to require kibus, because not a couple tumor.
Wow.
And we'll see, wait. Let's wait with the questions, okay? I want to get, do some material here first. Right? Let's go ahead. Ech, nochamo. Do the kibus. Ha kibus, babaka kadosh. Where do you do the kibus? That's the pasuk. You do the kibus in the babaka kadosh in the azara. You do the kibus in the azara, pashtas. How's Rashi say, babaka kadosh? Yeah, the kibus is elamakam again, and he also do it like it says. You do elamakam hadam. Since we do the makam hadam, dakam hadam is you wash the makam where the dam is, as opposed to the other parts of the begad that are clean. The davar shehu roy the kabel tuba, the roy the kibus, and it has to be roy for kibus. Davar that's the kabel tuba. And it has to have Rai the Kabbal Tumba, and it's Rai the Kibus. And over here, what is that? Rashi here tells us, V'yafa Pisha Mechusar Machshove, even though Dover of Rai the Kabbal Tumba, it's Rai Meistais, even if it is Mechusar Machshove, V'ilvachi Yehei Mechusar Melacha, V'achaloi Yehei Mechusar Melacha, Ustamaka Rav Yehuda, that's kind of like Rav Yehuda, again, who holds that afterwards, as long as it's Roy, it's possible for it to be the Kabbal Tumah. It's Roy to be the Kabbal Tumah, then it's able to, it's going to require kibus. And even though, even if it is Mechusar Machshava, it doesn't make a difference. It's Roy to become a Begin, and therefore that's enough to, that should be, and to be Chayav in kibus, And right, the kibbutz, we'll see what that is. Echad ha-beged ve'echad ha-sak ve'echad ha-ar tunim kibbutz. As long as it's going to be roi in some way, maybe roi to be mekabel tuba, we'll see what it is. It's mamish mekabel tuba in the machlaik, so we have a machlaikas here. The Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda remember whether if it's roi alone to be mekabel tuma, that itself is chayv and kibbutz, or it has to be more than that. Va'kibbutz was a va'kibbutz, the makom kaddish. The kibbutz is, again, the makom kaddish. Has to be b'makom kaddish u'shviras kli charis. B'makom kaddish, the shviras kli charis also has to be b'makom kaddish. U'mriku shtifa, the kli nechayshis, a kli mare where we take a kli nechayshis. The nechayshis lab dafke, as long as it's a kli of metal, where it became absorbed with the tab of carbonis. It has to be, we'll see exactly, the whole machlaik is exactly what Mariko Shtifa is. Are we talking about hot water? We're talking about cold water. But it has to be washed, rinsed, and we'll see exactly what is the difference between Mariko and what is Shtifa. We're going to leave that for the time being. Wait. Let me hear this. Mariko Shtifa, Maklita Kleisha, Mamakam Kaddish, Zechaymer, Bechatas, Mikotche Kadoshim. This is something, whatever the word this means, this is more chomer by achatos than it is by kutche kutchim. What does that mean? So Rashi over here comes and tells us, even if it's missing the actual machshava, we have this machlokes like we just pointed out, for Rai the kibbutz, which we'll see. Now, b'makom kaddish. How Rashi told us, what does it mean that it's b'makom kaddish? Where do you wash it? Mashmeh b'makom kaddish? In the Azara. The Chaira, what it means, Pashtus, you would say that b'makom kaddish, that it means in the Azara, it means the same thing in all three places. By in the din of the washing, by the Dabchatos, also by the Klicheris that you break, b'makom kaddish in the Azara, and the Mariko Shtifa also has to be B'makom Kaddish. That's the stomach, which is not that pashit. U'shviras Kalicharis, and Shviras Kalicharis, Shabishel Ba Chatas, B'makom Kaddish, where you're Mavashel Achatas, B'makom Kaddish. Mashma from Rashi, from over here, U'shviras Kalicharis, Shabishel Ba Chatas, B'makom Kaddish, the din of Shviras Klicharis would apply, it would seem to be, that it applies only by Achatos, not by everything else. According to this Rashi. Which is exactly like the Rabbah, yeah. No. Zechaiber. What does it mean, Zechaiber? Kibus. What Mashma? That if you're not talking about kibbutz, you're talking the other things that we're talking about. Let's say you're talking about Mariko Shtifa. There is no more chomra that we have by achatos than we have by anything else. Everything else is about a chayv and Mariko Shtifa. Mashma from Rashi also, that when it comes to Shmiras Klicharis, also it's not a chomra of achatos because it applies by everything else. Which is really a stira. We see the first Rashi with the Rashi that comes up, the Mashmos that we have in the two Rashis right away. The first Rashi is telling the Mashmos that where is there a din of Shviras Klicharis? By Achatos only. Now he says, does that chaymer? It only applies by kibbutz, but by other things, Shviras Klicharis, it'll apply by other things. What Baruch David was saying before, the Rambam holds that the din of Shviras Klicheres applies only by Achatos, not like the last Rashi. But we have in the Rashis also a couple of them just to mention that we have over here, like the Rashi that we have here in the Sefer of the Rashi, where he says it only applies by kibbutz, but the din of Klicheres applies by everything else. Here we have, first of all, let me just mention Rashi and Yuma. Where Rashi and Yuma is even a third way. Like you said, another way. Why? Because on the hearing Yuma we have, Rashi tells us in the din of Shmiras Klisaris, here we have a Rashi, and Rashi says, Shmiras Klisaris, Shem on Chafalf, Abed Aleph. Shimre Klisaris, Shem Vashlim Shem Kachem Kachem, Ubliyasam Neseris, Mishum Neser, the Blias Neser, because of Neser, the Blias of the Klisaris, Utunim Shmirin. And it needs shmira. Can it save? The plecharas of Shetabushabal Yishaver, Ushmirasa, the Makam Kaddish. Where do you break it? You break it in the Makam Kaddish, can it be the Hasa Mizvacha, Perkav Chatas? The Mainly Vlayim, lead to Ashbasish of Shal Shmarim Bazara. You have, so what is it referring to? If you're not going to burn it, it's going to come back and have a garbage heap in the Azara. It's not going to be like that. But here comes Rashi, and Rashi says, again, that where do you have this then? Rashi says, again, we're talking about, what are we talking about? We're Mavashel there, Kutche Kutchen. Again, Shimre Kli Saris. Shemavashlim Bahem Kutche Kutchen, and the Bli of the Kutche Kutchen is also Mishum Dyser Utaunim Shmira. What needs Shmira? All Kutche Kutchen. Bashma even Kutchen Kalim, you don't have it. Let's maybe take a look at a Rashi in Chumash. How'd Rashi in Chumash learn? We have Rashi in Chumash. Comes Rashi and Chumash, and he tells us over here by Shasav that what we have over here comes Rashi and Sav, and he tells us Daber Alarim Belbud of Lamar. Daber Alarim Belbud of Lamar Zeis Tiras Achatos. Okay, because Shetti Shachet Olayu Shem Chatzus Tivli Hashem Kodesh Kadoshim He. Now, so before the Sahemshah of the Psukim of Kibbutz by Dab Chatas, becomes Rashi over here, Licharas Asher Tavusha Bo Yishaver, comes the Rashi, and he tells us, Asher Yizeh, Yishaver, Levisha Bliya, Shenim Las Bo Nasa Nicer. The Bliya becomes nicer, and you have to get rid of it. The same thing applies by all kutchim. The din applies that you have to break it in the azara.
What color?
So, again, so he's kol kutchim means what? Not like Rashi and Yuma. Rashi and Yuma said kutchim kutchim. Rashi here in Chumash says kol kutchim. And Rashi over here, in Zvachim, some said only by Achatas. At least one of the Rashis. Mm-hmm. But the Rashi, and therefore, so we have this some kind of a conundrum. The Rambam says that it only applies by Achatas. Not like Rashi and Chumash at all. Not like Rashi and Yuma. Sounds how Rashi, in Rashi over here, in Zvachim learns it over here that we have a steamer in the Chodin of Ashmos and steamer in Rashis. Unless you tell me that it's not a steamer in Rashis. There's a reason to say maybe that it's not a steamer in Rashi. And the reason is, and this is what I was alluding to before. When we talk, we have a Tosefta in Zvachim that the Tosefta tells us a fascinating thing, the Brisker Rav, was Bedayik from Tosefta. Amish can really marvel. He really knew Zvachim well. I mean, I mean, that's not a shit. I mean, I'm not saying you can take it to Just saying, you know, because you have to say it. You really could appreciate it. It looked like a glove. But mamish, like over here, we have a Tosefta. The Tosefta in Perek Yud and Zvachet tells us, says a vart. It's Perek Yud. Halacha Vav in the Tosefta, I believe. So here it says that when you do it, you have been talking to Basha of A, it's a Perek Yud Halacha Vav, towards the middle of the Rabbi Tarfon, I'm a bishop of Bichila, Saregel, Bavashma Kolarek. We'll have later on coming up. By Briku, Stephen. Omer Rab Nassim, Lahoy, Rabbi Tarfon, I'm a Rabbi Kutchim Kala, Bilvad, Hecha, where? Then it says, we have the following. Ustifasad, Bimakom, Achila. Nitma Ubachutz, Mitara, the Machnison, Marka, Bishaifa, Bifnim. Ketsad, Marikasan, Ustifasan. Ketzad, where do you go do the Marika Shtifa? You do Marika Shtifa where? B'machab Kaddish. The Mata Machilasan. Marikasan, Shtifasan, Atzmarachim. It's all, there's the Pashlis, the din that we say, B'machab Kaddish. The Pashlis is, B'machab Kaddish. It's referring to the B'machab Kaddish. It's the same thing by everything. Right? It says B'machab Kaddish by all these three dinim. And here the Tosefta adds, B'makom Kaddish is where? B'makom Achilasan. Now that would imply, if it's B'makom Achilasan, where's the B'makom Kaddish of Kachi Kachim? Where's the B'makom Kaddish of Kachim Kalim? Different places. Because it says B'makom Achilasan. Where are we going to do the Mariko Shtifa by Kachim Kalim? Now, Mariko Shtifa, that's no question about it. There it applies not only by Achatas, it does not only apply by Kachi Kachim, it applies by all kachim, by Mariko Shtifa. We're talking now about Shviras Klicharis. If we're talking about the din of Mariko Shtifa, that the Gemara learns out, that goes on everything. But it's Mavakam Hachila would be that Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim are different. If we would assume that the word Makam Kaddish means something, means the same, which is Kapashtis, then we don't have a Stira in Rashi. Because Rashi, who tells us that there's the din, that we have to have a Makam Kaddish by all Kachim in Yuma, where he says by all, excuse me, over here, by all Kachim, it's true it's not by all Kachim. Now, if he's, and he says, like he says in Chumash, I mean, if he said, the way he's saying it, there's a chiluk in Yuma between Kachim, Kachim, and Kachim Kalim, that's true also, because it's a different place. They all need it, but they don't all need it in the same place. The Makom Achila is different. The Makom Achila is different. That means that even though they all need, they need the Shvira, but it's the Shvira is going to be in different places. Because the only thing about Makom Achila, and the Chavs Givaldik in Afgeminis, I ask you, the din that we would have to break the Klicharis, B'makom Kaddish, can you break them in the Lishkis that are Benuyas, B'chol, B'suchos, B'kaydish? He's going by Yotzei.
By Yotzei.
By Yotzei he's going. Now the Shalom, the mitzvahs that we have to break it, B'makom Kaddish, will you be able to do it in the Lishkis? Remember, we had the Gemaras before, Adaf Nun Vav. Where are you allowed to eat? Kachim, for that matter, Kachim Kachim, or Kachim Kalim, you don't have to eat it in Nazar proper. You're able to eat it in Nazar. So if we're going to learn that, if we're going to learn, like the Diyuk of the Tosefta, it's totally the Makom Achila. Look, the Makom Achila, you can eat in the Lishkas, Abdoyas, Bachal, Tuchas, Lakaitish. And therefore, could it, therefore, be it, what is the din over there? What will be the din there? And what will be the din by washing the dab by the chatas, dab chatas, shenita salabegid, when you have to wash it? Can you wash it in the lishkis? Can you not wash it in the lishkis? Umarak v'shutaf b'moyim. Where do you do that? You could do that in the lishkis there. It would certainly seem to me you could do it in the lishkis, because over there, by Mariku Shtifa, it's talking over there in the Tosefta, you'd be able to do it. Because Rashi over here tells us what? You do it in the Azara. What is that? The Azara is what? He's talking about, they said the Malkum Kaddish, talking about everything. I mean, here we know, here he's talking. What does it mean, the Malkum Kaddish? What is the Malkum by the definition? You do it, that's all right. What is it going on? The Kaddish go by everything. Now, what about if Kaddish, if this Yehudi, you can't do it in the Lishkis? You have to do it in the Azara? Chara, that's not only the Malkum of the Achilu. So this is a somewhat of a conundrum that we have. Rashi and Yuma, with Rashi and Chumash, that would not be such a problem. By the way, it wouldn't be a problem over here either. In the Chumash, we're coming up with being Medayik in the Rashis, that the Mashmos of the Rashi seem to be soicer each other. Because Rashi over here tells us, the Malkum Kaddish and the Azara, look, it says, Ushviras Klicharas, what's the Mishnah referring to? That Avachatas, Shebisho Bachatas, the Malkum Kaddish. Mashma, other things there is no din. Right? Mashma, other things there is no din of Shmiras Klicharas. No, it doesn't mean that. There's no din of Shmiras Klicharas by the other things necessarily in the same Malkum.
Right.
What is he coming to say? Not necessarily, but it doesn't mean necessarily in the same place. Over here, when he talks about Zechheimer that we have by Kibus, there he says Zechheimer by Kibus. By the other ones, that it's not more Chomer, because by the other ones, there's also a din like that. Of course there is, but what about in the Bakum of Dechilu? It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be different.
But why can't we say just the whole din of Kibus? The only place to find is din of Kibus.
Kibus is for sure that.
Wow.
No. That's why the breakdown. That's what I want. I'm coming over here to make the breakdown of the three categories. When you talk about the din of Dab Chato Shenit, you have to hit the whole cup over here somewhat. Because there are three dinim that we've been having over here since the beginning of the parent. The din of Dab Chato Shenit and Salah Beged is every, less about the polling. Everybody agrees that din only applies by a chatas.
Only then
the call
out fairly, you have a
bit of din of this Kibbutz. It's a din of Kibbutz, and it's also the Makam of the Dab.
Only
right. 100%. 100%. Only by the Makam of the Dab, of Achatas, that's where you wash it. That's not where you wash it. You wash it in the Makam Kaddish. We're clarifying that what happens in the Lishkis of the Nayyus. That's the din of the Dab. Of the Dab. Dab Achatas and Kibbutz. Then we have another din. Marik, take the other extreme. Marik Ushtifa, you also do the Makam Kaddish. Be careful the Mashmas of the Taisefta. Will go like that, it means that it's going to be able to be done in the Lishkis also. But it applies across the board. That's not a din in Chatas only, according to anybody. It applies by all around, by all country. Now, what we're talking about is the din of Shmiras Klicharis. The din of Shmiras Klicharis, does that only apply by a Chatas or not? The Rabbam says it only applies by a Chatas. From this Rashi, it would be by Shema. Also, it applies only by a Chatas. On the other hand, the Rashi over here, the second Rashi, who says that the Chumra only applies by Kibus, would seem to imply that the Chumra does not apply by the other ones, like he holds like Rashi and Chumash. That over there, the din of Shmiras Klicharis will apply by everything. And therefore, we do have, according to Rashi and Chumash, according to the second Rashi over here, Shmiras Klicharis applies by all kachim across the board. Not like the Rabbah holds it only applies by Achatas. The controversial din is by Shmiras Klicharis. The non-controversial din applies by Akibus by Tabchatas and by Berikus Shtifa. Berikus Shtifa certainly applies by everything. Tabchatas applies only by Akibus only applies by Tabchatas. That's this din that we have over here. How do you know that it includes even an R after Heshit? Maybe it goes on the R, Achalai Hufshat. Before you take the skin off, Tabud Leimar, Beged. We learn out from Beged, it has to be a Beged. If it's not a Beged, let's say the dot falls onto a Kaili. It's not a Beged. It's not a Beged, then it's not the Kibus. Kibus only applies by a Beged. A Beged Harai L'Kabul Tuma, Av Kol Harai L'Kabul Tuma. And now what? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So here we have, like we mentioned in the Mishnah. It has to be a Beged, and a Beged that's Roy to be Mekabel Tuma. It's Roy to be Mekabel Tuma. Let's see what that means. Rabbi Lazar, I mer, Beged Eli Ella, Beged Minai, the Rabbis, Sak, the Chomi, all Minai Begadim, Tabaleb Asher Yiza, the Chabes, Asher Yiza, which is a Rimway to Chabes. Yavashani Bebarbe, maybe I should be Barbe also, or Misha Hushat. Maybe I should come to be Barbe. I might think maybe it should come to be Barbe. And R after you skinned it. Tabaglaimar Beged. And so in other words, this is Rabbi Lozer. And he holds that it's not going to be Batame, it's not going to be Batame, or it's not going to be Chayim and Kibus. But because why? Because we learned out Bitmah Beged Davar Hamakabel Tuma. Apkol Davar Hamakabel Tuma. It has to be a Davar that's become, if it's not now Mekabel Tuma, even if it's right to be Mekabel Tuma, it's not going to be Chayim and Kibus. Everybody hear this?
Yeah,
we're saying over here, wait. If Davar Hamakabel Tuma, it's going to be Chayim and Kibus. If it's not Mekabel Tuma, it's not Chayim and Kibus, even though it's right. That's the machlokes that we have. Between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Davar Hamakabel Tuma, and my Beinayim. So what is this machlokes? Let's say you have a Beged that's less than Gimel Atzbos by Gimel Atzbos. Over there, it's not Mekabel Tuma. But, the Gemara says, let's say you want to be Machshev, a Beged. You're Machshev, a Beged, Pachas, by Gimel Atzbos, by Gimel Atzbos, to use for a patch. Over there, in that coming up, Madam Amrai, Hanami Rai, the Iboi Choshivale. If you wanted to, you could be back, you could be thinking about a Beged Pachas, we Gimel on Gimel, you want to use it as a Beged, even though normally you don't use it as a Beged. In that case, it's going to be able, it will be Mekabel Tuma. In that case, it'll get a Shev Beged, and it'll be Mekabel Tuma. And therefore, if it's right to be the Kabbal Tuma, it's Mechayv and Kibus. But if you have to have now, it's right to be the Kabbal Tuma. I shouldn't use the word right, I'm sorry. Like this bet. Now it should be a Dover, which is the Kabbal Tuma. It's true that it's right to be the Kabbal Tuma, but it's not. But it's not a Beged now that is Mekabel Tuma. And that's the machlokes that we have Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yehuda. What we see from this Gemara is that if you have a Beged that's pachas for Gimel Atzbos, by Gimel Atzbos, it's right to be Mekabel Tuma if you're machshev it. And this really is stiff. You take a look from Kivenger on the side and here the Gilead Ashas. See, the boy Choshim Alei, Ayin Sukkot to Zayin Amin Aleph, and Nida, Taisus and Nida, Laf Samach Amin Beis. We have Estira and Taisus and Sukkot and Nida in this din. Because if we take a look, I just had a Gemara Yoho here. So what we have over here is, I have the one of Sukkot. We have Sukkot here, we have a Taisus and Daf Zayin. That we have in Sukkah, the second, here, Afilu Taisan Sukkah tells us, the Lo Chazila Niblash here, the Afilu Hishayv Aleihem, even if he's Machshiv them, these things that are not right, but Mekabel Tuma, but look like the Maitha, the Hod of Mashma, we have a Gemara in Zvachim She's those things that are not the couple tuma. Tay says it's not going to help even if you were machshavit to become a beggar. If I care for the Gemara. Mizvah like Abi says, I b'chad mashra mizvah and parents have chatas. The matlas pusa b'shalosh shalosh v'hanya be machshavit. The lo dami the hasa machshavto nikeres miteich b'isav. Get a precious prepare chafches the kalem. He's machalik that our Gemara will be talking only about a case where he demonstrates his kavada through a maisa somehow. Maybe he uses it. But he'll go and he'll demonstrate of how he exactly wants to use it by making it into a patch or something like that. But if he merely has a machshava to do it, it's not going to work. And Tosfos Anida is not like that. Tosfos Anida holds that machshava helps, and this is a fundamental machlokes that he has. A Rambam and a Raifid also. Because the Rambam and the Raifid argue in two places, in Perek HaBeis and Hilchas Kalim, we do have a Machlaikis, Legabe this did, the Rambam and the Raifid. I mean, the Raifid is not HaBeis, the Raifid is in Perek HaGimel. The Rambam is in two places, HaBeis and HaGimel. And the Raifid argues on this did, whether or not the clear that we have is, what's the pshat? Now I can leave it to everybody there. What's the shot that a beggar that is pachas be gimel atzbos by gimel atzbos that it's not able to be the kabel tuma? Is it the shot that there's a din that says that if it's not that size and it's not right, it doesn't have a shem beggar? So the chalais din, no din. It's a scrap. That's what it is.
An oni is not going to be.
Yeah, that or it's a scrap. Not more than an oni, because an oni can use it and use it other things. Big day on name. This is not for anybody. Now, let's be gimel, I suppose. By gimel, I suppose, it's called a scrap. It's not roy for a shem beget. What if shad is? No. It's just that it's not chashuv. It's not chashuv, and there's a reason. There's a lack of chashivas in a beget of gimel. Not that it's a din azad that it has a shem scrap. The chaleshem of something, a scrap of cloth, but it's not, doesn't have a shem beget. No. It's not the din azah, it's not right for the shem beget. Normally, it's not chashuv. Let's say in a chanabi, a person would be bashing it, and he would be able to work. That's the shita of the raivit, and that fits in with the Gemara very well. The Rambam is not like that. You have a Rambam in Kalim, you have a Rambam Kabbeis Kalim. When the Rambam comes and the Rambam tells us, that it's Bechlal, even no matter what, person is Mashavit at all, Mashavit, it's not going to work. If it's not a Begit that is Gimel Atzbos by Gimel Atzbos, nothing's going to happen. Nothing is going to be able to work. Doesn't help at all. So it's around a couple of places. The Rambam in Chabez had a pair of Gimel. That's the Rambam that we have.
Until
seven,
because at the beginning, it's
the orange is kosher. Yeah.
The Rambam was
persuasive. What we have over here shows the Rekabashir HaBegit to become Tabeg. It's Gimel Tvachim and Gimel Tvachim. That's my other kinds of Tabeg. I'm not talking about a Begit like a Tvachim to Mesmedris, like that. I'm talking even about a regular for to Mesmedris. Misholish et Boz, Alsholish et Boz. The Chubadis, if they're exact, it's not going to work. Shalosh Shesbos, that's most of the Chubadis, with the hem, the Shar Tumas, Babed Dvarim Amorim, the Big Dates of Rav Pishtim, Amo Begodim, Shal Shar Minim, or not with Kabul Tuba, Alim Ked Hayimah, have three Tvachim by three Tvachim, and we have Kulu. Babed Dvarim Amorim, Bekroyim, and then the Rambam adds, and he says, it doesn't make any difference. Even if you're a machlavet, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Even if you're planning and you're not machashim about it, you're thinking about it, you're planning about it, it doesn't make any difference at all. It's not going to help you at all. It's not going to be, because the Raivin comes. Not like that. But the Raivin is not here, per Kabeis, but we do have a Raivin. Amar Avram Zekasa Vidaito. Lafika Chamilu Kol Shehu Bipeshu Kekli. No, I was here before. I think it's it coming up. Amrazeh Chasam Bidai Shere Yabro Uli Achiza Kol Shehu. Yeah. And that's the right. Berchot Gim. Second again, get the, So the Ravid argues on that. The Ravid says that makes a difference. If you're machshav it, it will work. According to the Rambam, it will not work. He said, "I believe in b'katzaya l'chachal fika chavil kol shehu v'ivdeshu kikli okamegit cotton." You can do it. You have das, it'll be able to work. You don't have das, it'll be that star, but won't work. But otherwise, it will work. And that's a big machlokes. So with das, I have to learn our Gemara. Our Gemara says that it is right. If you have a beggar, that's brachas mikimel etzbos, mikimel etzbos. It's normally not. But it is right to do. It is right to be mekabel tuma. If it's right to be mekabel tuma, and why is it right to be mekabel tuma? How is it right to be mekabel tuma? The blame chashiv alei. That's what Rabbi Kevaker calls. We have this conundrum that we have between the Rabbah and the Ravid, and we have Taisus and Nida and Taisus and Sukkah. Okay, so that's the din that we have. And the shayla is what qualifies for the begging, for the din of kibus. Rava amar, begging shechishev aleha letzura ikavidah. All right, let's say it's a begging that you wanted to embroider it. Yeah. You wanted to decorate it. You wanted to embroider it. So it's really missing then something, missing a hashlama of the begging. Because if he wanted to, he's able to be mevatel his machshava, his plan. But hash to be a lamas kabbalas tuma, because he wanted to embroider it, and therefore now it's not right. So you need now a payo. That it should be right. It should be mekabel tuma. It should be right to be mekabel tuma now. And therefore, that's when it's going to be called. It qualifies for a begging. That is chayav kibbutz or not? Rama Amar Utsva, another example. Utsva the chashim ala the katsa ikav edayim. Let's say you're talking about begging that you want to trim. You want to take the trimmings off.
Loose hair, loose
thread. The loose threads. Ikav edayim, loose threads, and you want to take off. Bandam Amrai and Ami Rai. You can be mavati or machshava. And it's right if you decide you don't want to, you're not interested in that. Until you actually go and you trim it, it's not going to be mekabel tuma. Well, Tanya. Yeah, well, Tanya, Rav Shimon, and Benasya, Eimer, Utsva, Shechashem, and other katsa. To hire a hachiyaksitana. Why? Because until you actually go and do it, it's not going to be the raya from the brisa. Ain tov kibus minahani mili. Now, so what are we saying? Ain tov kibus, what does the Mishnah tell us here? It does not need kibus, elabakai v'hadam.
Not the whole thing?
Not the whole thing. You don't have to wash the whole thing. Ain tov kibus minahani, how do you know that? The Tana Rabbanan. Yachal dita is al mitzvahs begin, yeh kol ha-begin tov kibus. So we have now is, what would have been what is the gather of this din? We sort of mentioned it, I think it was Shvalar, and somebody said it yesterday, I think it was Shvalar. What is the reason? What is the Machayev of the washing? What is the point here? To clean? You want to clean it? But no, actually, it's not. Remember, we're not talking here about big day kahuna. Right? We're talking about a regular begging.
Tzach or
right? Anything. We're not talking about begadim that are holy. Dafke. Tzach or. It's about anything. A person's a czar, let's say.
Oh.
A czar is wearing a white shirt. A polo shirt. Yeah, and he goes and he has dab that spritzes on it. There's a din of kibbutz, dab chata spritzes on it. Or a kohen maybe didn't get dressed yet. Maybe kohen didn't go ahead and put on the big day kahuna yet. He's got to go do it. Maybe he didn't wear the big day kahuna. It could be big day kahuna. I'm not saying it can't be big day kahuna. But let's say he didn't put on the big day kahuna yet. See, Chayiv also is not hot to sell a beggar, you have to clean it. What's the point? You're certainly not doing it for the rest of the beggar. You're not doing it because you want to clean beggar.
But get the dam out.
You want to get the dam out. Now you can say, why do you want to get the dam out? Well, maybe you don't want to get, you don't want to get up to stop and up come stop fossil. Maybe you want to have to, you want to erase it, you want to get the dam off. You know what, the dam cuts him to be walking around with God. So what was the Havamina? What was the Havamina?
We call
it. You had to do the whole beggar? I mean, you got 1 millimeter by 1 millimeter. There's no shear here either, the Pashtas. Let's say a square inch of dam. I have Havamina, you're going to have to wash the rest of the beggar. What for? Why? The Chaira, it tells you, that's part of the Xeris HaKosim to do it. And it's not a bit of the dam. Kabash Malad, what? It's true that maybe it's exercising us that you have to wash, but it's only the Makam Adam where the Kabash Malad is, because the together of the din is, get the dam out. You know, not that it's a din of the begging, it's a din, get the dam out. Get the dam out. You know what dam, holy dam, being absorbed. Chatus by chatus. Dam chatus. So what is the kpeda of the Torah, the kpeda now is in the dam chatus. It doesn't want dam chatus here. But maybe it's not like that at all. It's like the Havamin, there's no deviation of the Havamin. The Havamin is, maybe it's supposed to do as a, don't go ahead and learn anything that has to do with the Dam. That's nothing to do with the Dam per se, because the Torah is Makpid or the Dam, gotten rid of. So did as a, but it, instead of the Havamin, like we thought that it would cover the entire Megid, instead of that it covers only the Makam of the Dam. Well, there is a shaklamataria that we have here, lechayra, and what the shell is, whether it's a shaklamataria in the lumdus of the whole din, or it's not. The Rigmar is saying maybe it is a legitimate havamina, except that it's limited. The din kibus not to the whole bed, it did a makam of da, but that changes the whole avona of the din. So where it says, nachamo, not that ashiriya le'amarti, we have to look for rayas for this. What exactly is this din? The kibbutz of the dam. Dabar shu ray the kabul tuma of stomach Rabbi Yehuda. Dabar ray, like we have in the sefer. Pashim say, like we're saying in Rabbi Yehuda, like we just got finished saying before. Stomach Rabbi Yehuda. Ray the kibbutz is what? Limute kli. To be mamaye the keli. So you have a keli? Klisharis, sorry, I've never had a keli. Not a beggar. The margrenu. Where it's something that you just scrape off, not that you wash.
It's hard.
It's metal.
Doesn't absorb.
Clean dover to margrenu. Echad a beggar, echad a sack. Now, this thing, the buck of grenu,
we do have to do it by a
king. Now, Shailas, now that it is a bargrena, therefore, so what do you do? Are you going to be begarated?
Just like
that's right, yeah. Now, when you do it, you have to do it in a buck of Kurdish?
Just like the kibbutz, you have to go by a king.
Yeah, yeah. Is it also a mitzvah d'oraisa to do grena? And where would that learn down? From the din of kibbutz. It's not kibbutz. Let's say you do the greater. You have to do it in a Makam Kaddish? Why do you have to do it at all? That's a clear that we have here.
The scrapings. You know, bang it. There are scrapings of blood or the washed water.
It yeah.
It's not dissolved in it. What do we do with that?
Go yeah, what would you do with that? The Chaira, it's not possible. Either put it in the Abba or Sreifa, by making part of the Marocha of the Dam.
So all these scrapings from the leather.
Yeah. The Gabi this did is dying that we need greater. I suppose over here is that the grade itself is enough. And therefore what? We're supposed to do the grader? Or do whatever you want. You don't have to do it. No mitzvah on that. Let's say a person would say, I'm too lazy. I don't want to do the grader.
Kibbutz, you definitely have to do
it. Kibbutz, a mitzvah deraisa. It's a tayag. Stop talking to me, Salabek. Yeah, that is about grader. What happens to my grader? I don't want to do grader.
Well,
what
am I watching?
Yeah, it's dried blood. Maybe it's not dry. Maybe it's wet.
No,
but I'm not interested in being begar in it.
There's no
nice
problem to have
my kibbutz,
the reason why.
Yeah, I mean, but now, so what happens? That's another issue we have. But what you're asking is a very important thing also. But here we have the chaschinuch. It's medayik from over here that there is a chiva grade, especially as part of the mitzvah. Now the shayla is, do you do it b'makom kaddish or not? There, right? But then b'makom kaddish, the only Torah he says by kibbutz. Sfasemis, who holds? The sfasemis holds you have to do it in b'makom kaddish. That's what it would seem to be, not like the chaschinuch. Karen Ira comes and says, advice thy souls, that you don't have to do it at all. But the Karen Ira holds, there is no mitzvah at all. No mitzvah at all. What does it mean to say? Yeah, it's good enough with Greta alone. And therefore you don't have to do it. There's no mitzvah. It's like, what's the connection to Gemara? Is the Gemara meaning you have to take the Greta seriously? Or because it's not right for kibbutz, you don't take the grader seriously. Or maybe you even have to take it so seriously, you have to do it even in the makom kaddish. What exactly do you do over here?
Here's a nice spit if you can use it for hasar.
Yeah. Now you can even do it another thing. Like here, the Karen Iris says, you don't have to do it, but you're not allowed to leave it comely day nicer.
Right.
Yeah, now, but wait, the shaila is when you do all this. When you do this, you do the Marika Shtifa. You do the Shvirus Klicharis. You wait till it becomes nicer, but you do it to preempt it. That we'll see about later. That's the door in a few blot. No.
Fahanim. But if it's borrowed, sure.
Hmm?
I borrowed my brother, sure. It's our way. He did.
Oh. He buys a ship, but it's lost to have kibbutz.
Who
is mechuyim in the kibbutz? No, probably the kahanim, the people that are sharing. There has to be kahanim that are in charge of the mitzvahs of the carbon.
Even if it's ours wearing it.
Yeah, but this is a kachem, the mitzvah, how to treat the dam of a carbon. And that's the people that are in charge. Isn't that the kahanim?
Mm-hmm.
The guy, no, he'll take we'll see what he takes. He takes the detergent. The guy had him.
Oh, not the guy wearing it.
Not the guy wearing it. No, not the guy, the Kahanim. No, they'll be in charge of the whole thing. Now.
Echad
ha-beged, echad ha-sak. The membra, great thing about it now. Remember, the R bar kibusu. You're telling me that the R is b'chlal the mitzvah if you hold like that. Or aminu haisalam the shalshis. Let's say on Shabbos there was some kind of a dirt. Mikatcha mismartut. What you do is you wipe it with a rag.
Right.
Haisa shel R. Naisen alamayim achetichla. You take water until on you. You take water and wash it off. Now, if you're going to be babish, the bit of kibbutz that you have in that, it'll be also on Shabbos. That's the melacha of Malabe. I'm Rabbi Leika Shehara, but it on Acherim. It's about the Sanya, like we learned, Habegad, Vasak, Mechamso, Haklim, Ha'or, Nigararo, Acherim, Baibim, Habegad, Vasak, Ha'or, Mechamso, you wash it. So it means, what we have this machlokes, whether or not, when it comes to R, is it right for kibbutz? Is it called, is it chayv for the mitzvah? He says, I was there, Rabbi, before Rabbi Shachshichi lay in the Sadi Babayim. And on Shabbos, my shoes got dirty. Shachshichi lay in the Sadi Babayim, and he went and he rubbed water on his shoes to clean them. Come on, Rabbanan. It goes like the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan held not like the Acherim, who said that a Begin Mahasak, your Mechabes, the R is not right for Kibbutz. And therefore, Shabbos, it was Mutter. Omar Rav Abikol about the Omar, Allah, Allah, Bar Kibbutzu. It's not something that you use, that you wash. Omar Haksib, Ba Begin, O Ashti, O Ho Erev. O Kol Kali, R, Shechabes. What do you do with that? Elomar Ravah. Krom Asnita Nedech Nami, the Pasuk where we find that there is a din of Kibbutz. That'll be in a case where the R is soft, Barakin. In that case, where it's soft. Kipligi, the Machlekes, the Acherim, and the Tanakhava is where it's hard leather. For example, let's say you have a plastic tablecloth. Don't think Kibbutz on that. Hard R is different. I did it, yeah, the kashin. Because he did it. Not by rocket, he wouldn't have done it. What are you going to say? What are you going to do? Make a chilukim, the pazukim, the chiksim, the rocket? Where is the term referring to? They're only my soft leather. See, even Milay Askeden, aren't we talking about hard leather? Think we see the Kli Achsagna, Habayim, Medina Sayyah, the Kavar, Achbada, the Bay Kibus. If the Pashtas is, we would be talking even about all cases like that. Even hard leather. Oh, Allah, my Rava. Taras, what we're talking about over there is by a Nega. And Taras came into Miguve Kaparcha. But if it's going to become, it's a ras. It comes from within, and therefore, sort of breaks it down, whatever hardness that there is, and it automatically becomes soft, which means that it's right for kibbutz. Amarami kashali, however, hakashali. Why? Karav sussis, the rakadinu. We have, what about these things that are leather, that are made, karav sussis? And yet we learned, Utanad Haisa Shel R, Laisan Alav Mayim at Shetichla. We had, let's say it's made out of R, you put Mayim at Shetichla. When? What are we talking over here? About Shabbos. And thereby, Alav Arava, Kol Kibbutz, the less like Kiskus. And it ain't a Harabi, you do it. But it's a type of bait of washing, laundering. Call it. That does not involve scrubbing. Lo shmei kibbutz. You could do it, let's say you want to put water on a, tablecloth. Not a cloth tablecloth. You want to do it on a plastic tablecloth. You don't have to rub that. Or, you take the water, you wipe it off. That's good enough. That's not called kibbutz. Kibbutz means that it involves rubbing. Let's make it a home of a hunty over of Kia. Barashi is in the skin of Kamein, 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 the Ram, Shikhshikhle, Misani, Babaya. Shikhshukhin, Bashba, Abu Kibuslo. He said that he was Mishakshikhin, but not with water. He Barakin. Something about no, but if it's Barakin, Enachanami. We Kadibri Akal. Nobody will hold you would be able to do that because it's soft. And if it's looking Bekashin, you go to Chacherim, where the Acherim will argue, even if it's hard, and we have a Machlekes, whether or not it's right for Kibbutz. Yochi, Begid Nami. So, Freitag Mara, that's what you're talking about. You're talking where there was no scrubbing.
Just putting water on it.
Might as well do that by a Begid also. And then where it says, water on a Begid will not require that to be considered kibbutz. That's different. Water on a baggage, shriyasa zo kibbutz. Rabbi Latame, diyama Rabbi. Zorak Suder Lamayim. Chayim. If he goes and he takes Zorak Suder Lamayim, he's Chayim for what? The Kibus. Shriyasa Zikra. Zorak Bista Lamayim. He's Chayim also for something else. That's a Bisma Suder on the Kibus. Well, Zorak Bista, why would he be Chayim for that? What, because it sprouts? And therefore, why are you going to be Chayim? From Shem Sayreya, or the Ihachi Hidu Sari Nami? So the man, no, Hanach Islay Riri, Islay Riri. There's a difference because, whether or not they stick, huh?
That's
a mucus. They stick together, and therefore, it makes enough kabina, whether you can find Shem Losh, Ihachi Shalchen Nami, plus a cup of Lisha. There are different types of things there. There might be, all right, we'll have to be mamshich. Either closer or further away. All right, let's see what we'll be able to do. All right.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.